Title: New Year, New Rules for Employers Doing Business in New York in 2023. Content: Last year, New York State and local legislatures implemented a number of employment laws and ordinances that are set to take effect in 2023. This update summarizes these new legal requirements to help New York employers prepare for 2023. Paid Family Leave 2023 will see some important changes to New York's Paid Family Leave program because New York has greatly expanded the family members covered under the program. Beginning January 1, 2023, the law now includes siblings in the definition of family members covered under paid family leave. Siblings are defined to include biological, adopted, half-siblings, and step-siblings. New York will also see changes to the rate paid for paid family leave. Like 2022, employees who take paid family leave will receive 67% of their average weekly wage. This rate is capped at 67% of the New York State average weekly wage, NYSAW. The NYSAW is increasing in 2023 to $1,688.19, which will increase the maximum weekly benefit under paid family leave to $1,131.08. At the same time, New York has also reduced payroll deductions for employee contributions to fund New York State paid family leave. For 2023, employees will contribute 0.455% of their gross wages to the paid family leave fund. This contribution is also capped as a percentage of the NYSAW at $399.43 annually. Paid Vaccination Leave. New York State has extended its paid vaccination leave law through December 31, 2023. The vaccination leave law applies to all private employers and select public employers, and requires that employers provide employees a sufficient period of time to receive COVID-19 vaccination. The leave may not exceed 4 hours at a time for each dose. During this paid vaccination leave, employers must pay employees at their regular rate. This leave may not be charged or deducted from other forms of leave for which an employee may be eligible. Protected absences beginning February 20, 2023. Employers are expressly prohibited from taking any disciplinary action against an employee for using any form of leave legally protected by any federal, state, or local law. Examples of protected leave in New York may include paid family and sick leave, jury duty leave, voting leave, domestic violence leave, and any leave under federal law such as Family and Medical Leave Act, FMLA, leave. This is particularly important for employers with no-fault attendance policies as the law expressly prohibits assessing any demerit, occurrence, any other point, or deductions from an allotted bank of time, which subjects or could subject an employee to disciplinary action. While this does not prohibit the use of no-fault attendance policies, protected leaves may not be counted. New York City pre-employment screening. As we have previously reported, enforcement of the New York City Automated Employment Decision Tools law has been delayed until April 15, 2023. Under this law, employers in New York City will face new restrictions on the use of Automated Employment Decision Tools, AEDT, to make employment decisions. Technology covered as AEDT under this law includes any computational process derived from machine learning, statistical modeling, data analytics, or artificial intelligence that issues simplified output, including a score, classification, or recommendation, that is used to substantially assist or replace discretionary decision making. For making employment decisions that impact natural persons, employers will be prohibited from using any such process unless they complete a bias audit within the 1 year prior to the AEDT's use and make the results of that bias audit publicly available. Employers must also notify each employee or candidate that an AEDT will be used in the assessment of that employee or candidate. What qualifications or characteristics the AEDT will use in assessing the employee or candidate, and what type of data will be collected for use with the AEDT and its source. Additionally, employers must allow employees and candidates to request other alternative processes for evaluation or an accommodation. Minimum wage increase. New York's Minimum Wage Act sets forth annual increases to the minimum wage that take effect on December 31st each year until the minimum wage reaches $15 statewide. Currently, the minimum wage in New York City, Long Island, and Westchester County has attained that $15 level. On September 30th, 20.